my report for personally funded testing at Patrick Marion School. Just to reiterate, those people were not at the December meeting.
Just to bring you back to the December 20th meeting, there was a discussion of Mrs. Grill regarding a generous offer to donate money towards testing at the Garrett School. In that discussion, it was brought up again about what type of testing would be done or we could consider. As we stand, not only did we ensure that we brought together research scientists from our county and state, but we have asked for support and input from our community. And those people who did respond, we did look at the validity of certain tests and then added to our water testing, as we posted on our website, other ideas that would be forthright to share with the community beyond what the DEP asks us to do quarterly in the way of ensuring potable water. With that, we did go around a little bit about ideas for testing, and Mrs. Grill had said that she would be able to do the work once the board accepted her donation. With that, what I have before you is two things. We do have a policy under properties 7230 regarding gifts, grants, and donations. The board will respect the intent of the donor and its use of a gift, but reserves the right to utilize any gift it accepts in the best interest of the pupils in the educational program of the district. In no case shall acceptance of a gift be considered to be an endorsement by the board of a commercial product or business enterprise or institution of learning. This is just an excerpt from that policy, as well as you see, 18A 20-4, 18A 20-11, which talks about the ability to entities like schools, public entities, to accept gifts. All goods and services that will be paid for your work, funds received. This is my interpretation. The quotes are right from the law. From a request, legacy, or gift shall be subject to the public debating laws, except that if such gift contains written instructions as to the specification, manufacturer, vendor, or source of supply of the goods or services to be provided, performed, and such instructions shall be honored. So just as stated, the board can accept any types of gifts or grants or even donations towards legacies or one of the big things that we do for our graduating students is give scholarships in some format, maybe in some name or maybe in a corporation's name. With that, they usually give provisos in the way of what type of student they're looking for, what kind of overall scores or activities they would ask for. That's something that is directed by the acceptance of the board of someone who's giving money towards a scholarship. This is kind of in the same vein, except where we do not know what the testing would be, we do not know what the advantage might be. This is where we kind of got into that circular discussion. The board has asked me to get legal advice, and I did get such legal advice. And basically, and I'll read from one area that speaks to this. The situations are problematic because accepting either request would not only cede control of board business to an individual member of the public, but would result in imbalance and the inability of the public to influence board business based upon economic advantage. So basically, my interpretation is such that any generous gift is one that the board can opt to receive and approve or thank, but not accept, given the certain provisos that are set out. I put it out there again, not only to Mrs. Grill and Jared's office, but anyone else in looking for further testing at Patrick Marion School. We have put out an RFP regarding a phase one audit inside and outside. However, we've only received one RFP proposal back since then. So we are actually going to be putting that back into the board, saying, are we going to move forward and accept this, or do we want to expand our search? Because one vendor does not make, to me, a competitive sense of program that we're going to follow. We'd like to see some more people be active in this. So with that, I'm here just to tell the board our legal advice from Vito Gagliari Jr. was to not accept such gift and such provisos, but I'm stating any information, any question, any testing that would be done, we were open to any of the ideas that the community would have, as we would have. I know part of it would be, as you stated before, to do the work, you kind of want to know that there's a follow-through, that there's going to be some kind of sense that the work will be done based on your donation. So what I am telling the legal advice to the board is not to accept such donations with provisos.
I don't really understand what you're saying.
Thank you for the generous offer, but at this time the board is not going to accept that because of the fact that there is nothing tied to it. There's no sense of what testing you would have done. There's no sense of what vendors you would be interested in. Or even as we put out our response for proposal, kind of the parameters of the overall scope of the project.
Okay, so you're telling me that then I need to do all that work I was hoping
for. No, what I'm telling you is we're trying to do all that work by putting out another response for a proposal, but we only got one person in to, and what I'd rather do, and I asked the board that we put out again, see if we can maybe throw out a bigger net to get more people in to give a sense of what we should be doing in this building.
Okay, a couple of questions. Are you aware?
Excuse me. I really would like to have the board discuss this now. That's okay. I'm sorry.
One moment.
Pardon?
I was just saying, one moment.
Our format, our procedure was supposed to have open discussion by the public, then the superintendent, our consultant, give a report, and then the board discuss it, and then open it back up to the public. So I really would like to have the board have an opportunity to discuss it, and then you're more than welcome to come up to the mic and ask whatever questions you may have. Thank you.
So I leave it to the board. The legal advice is such that...
Thank you. Given that the 2 points are such that, and I will read them again. Don't read them again.
You don't have to read them again. Just that the legal advice from the
legal advice is that do not accept it, such thing from the advisors for two reasons. Not only because it ties you into that work, it's the bigger picture of anyone coming in with deep enough pockets can say, other in the way of programs that we run. You are the elected officials who make those decisions. We want to make sure that there's communication with the community. And obviously there are many, many intelligent and professionals out in our community that can give input and have given input, and that's why we've kind of opened our scope as we have. So I leave it to your team.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll. Any members of the board have questions for Mr. Carroll or one another? Go ahead, Grace.
I'm a little confused. I don't disagree with your conclusion, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the woman's name that was just up here, but, okay. I'm confused. I mean, when you answered her question, you made it sound like, and I can see why she was confused, that we're saying no because of the scope of what she wanted wasn't clear. So that begs the question, if she comes back with a clear scope, then we would take it?
That is within the board's purview by law and by policy. Because right now there is no scope, there is no direction. And as well, the legal advice is such that anyone, just because they can pay for it, shouldn't dictate to the board that you should do this one or the other. Again, it is a generous gift.
But that says then, your second point implies that we couldn't take the money, even if she did come in with a specific list of requirements. Because
that is the legal advice.
Okay, so I guess Grace's point is, the point about her not having a list of
tests,
that really isn't relevant, right? I mean, the legal advice...
But I was trying to get back for those people who were not in December, was that there was a discussion about what could we possibly do. The legal advice was insane. If you see that work and came back and then said, I still want to pay for it, the board's answer is thank you for the work. We're going to look into all those different ideas. However, we're not going to accept your money.
Does that make sense?
It does now.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on the board have any questions for Kevin?
Well, Kevin, could you summarize where we're at with our research into the issues of the facility?
Yes, but right now our biggest sticking point, Kevin, is that we're waiting to hear back from the Cancer Epidemiology Services of the state. They are doing a full investigation now. analysis of Clinton Township and childhood cancers. And when we hear back from them, they will contact the county health department, and we will most likely have a teleconference prior to any information that we're going out to the public. That's in there.
And then specific to the school, the RFP that we sent out, would you mind clarifying what the RFP was for?
Yes, we were looking at what constitutes a phase one audit of the air and the pressurized system in the building, whether or not there are pathways into the building, but as well, the same audit would be done outside to look at air and soil and water.
Any other questions by the board? Please feel free to address the board.
Has it been advised at any time that further tests be conducted by anyone that you talk to? Or
in what capacity?
Any capacity? Yeah, anything that would address a potential threat to our kids.
We were asked to test more in our water, specifically because we had pulled tanks, a tank from there that contained diesel. We were asked to look for that product in our water, and that was tested for. And again, there was a, I think it was at a cost of, if you could say,
$2,000.
$2,000. So we expanded our quarterly test by another $2,000 to look at a list of, you know, very good input from the community, and you'll see on our website. We looked at all those different areas, as well as hearing from our vendor what to do. But directly from the county, I do not recall the county saying you should be testing this and the other. We invited Josh to come in for environmental and occupational audits, and they had recommendations as well, but not in the way of testing.
I also remember somewhere being mentioned RK, occupational and environmental, and I'm a little concerned about that because I did get some lists of accredited companies to handle testing, which I can give this to somebody here. And the basis of accreditation and how that happens, and I didn't see them on there.
Correct.
So what does that mean, that they're not?
Well, I guess I'm not going to interpret. I know that Mr. McGinnis was here and did speak to that at one time. His take on it was that it was a fee that he did not want to pay for his company to do. That's all that I know. But we did ask for anyone to respond to our RFP. They had to be on this.
Okay. And as far as the legal point, it seems to me that would be based on some kind of threat. Maybe not. It's just...
How so?
Well, I don't know. That's my question to you. Is it? And if so, what is the threat? What is that legal piece? Is that...
The threat of...
I don't know.
The interpretation, I guess, what you're asking, this is my interpretation. Any threat would be that anyone with money could come in and dictate to the board, and therefore, if the board accepts one, they've set out a legal precedent to accept anyone else who'd like to come in and test anything or do any kinds of observations based on what the board is set out to do as an elected official, which is run this school district job.
I mean, I'm not an attorney, but that seems to contradict what you said. It's really up to the board to decide.
And they would take legal advice on that, yes.
But the legal advice was to not accept it because you would be in the position of having to accept anyone's donation. That really doesn't seem to be the case.
With open provisos, yes. As we discussed, you don't have a sense of what we would be testing for, what we would possibly who be working with. I know you're waiting to kind of get the green light to do all that, but what the advice is that no, we wouldn't accept that. We would accept all the work, yes, and I understand that it would be hard work to do that research. And we've engaged people in that as well to do that for us, the way the county, state, and our campaign.
Okay, so then I think I'm still not getting it. So if because it's too general and open, the attorney is saying, don't do that.
That's the first part. The other part is, and not to have people dictate to the board, in a way, I'd like to pay for this, you should be doing this, that, and the other.
Okay, so then if it were a specific, a specific suggestion attached to the donation, then what would happen?
It could just be a specific suggestion, no donation.
Okay. So then maybe one more thing, and I'll give someone else a chance. Why then, with so many steps, and I realize I'm not a school, you are, which made this, I thought was a very good idea for that reason, to have this go on for so long, you know, we could just have this done. We could have it done within a month, and we would know, we would have an answer. But nothing more these meetings, people getting up, taking all this time, and we would have the answer. It just doesn't make sense to me. And on some
when we were told about this, what we looked at was who would we bring in to do this. We already engaged with our county environmental to do Right to Know, certain other symptom testing. We also worked with GARCO, who does our water testing. So those are some of the people we started with, as well as reaching out to the Hunterdon County Health. And that's really been the spirit to this whole thing. Getting information from Hunter County Health, getting connected with the state, and moving systematically with the help of those professionals, those research scientists, where we need to go next. And then the next step was, with our Arcadia Environmental's advice, bringing Piosh in to do an environmental and occupational audit. But to just go ahead and spend money on all types of testing, as I stated before, there's almost no end to what they can do. We need a specific reason. What are we testing for? So what they're looking at as we put out this RFP is a phase one audit that would give us a sense, is there something that the building is able to bring in the way of pathways, be it soil, water, or air, and that's where we start focusing on testing. But as well, we have engaged in other testing, as I stated, expanding the water that we do, the water testing that we do.
Well, I guess this is the end of the road for me. I have plenty more to say, but I will let somebody else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Maria Grant, and I represent an organization in this community called the Conserve Parenthood in the Township School District. We got started investigating this health issue in Clinton Township in the July time frame. There aren't any members of our organization that know if there's something wrong in that school. We don't know. And we certainly don't know if there isn't anything wrong in that school. And we hope and pray that there's nothing wrong with that school. So before I go on and talk a little bit about a couple of things I have to say, I just want everybody to know, I'm not screaming there's something wrong. I'm not saying we need to do X, Y, and Z or something wrong. We just don't know. And I'd like us to try to find out. We've been a part of all the conference calls between the state, local health department, the administration, the school district, and our organization. There is a conference call where the state epidemiology department was told that testing was being done. The state epidemiology department was encouraged by this and said, good, whatever information you can get to us, I'll be evaluating data about teachers, staff members, and children. Whatever you can provide to us while we're evaluating this data would be very helpful, because then we can decide whether this investigation should continue or it should just be put to bed. They were later notified when they started to assess data that testing wasn't done. And in September, they shared their dismay and displeasure that none of the testing they thought was being done was being done. And Raj Gomez said, I quote, I thought I had made it clear to have additional information on this building, on use of this land, and any other information, any other testing you could have done would have helped our investigation. Now we don't know. manager, we don't fit that. However, what the state epidemiology department did say was that based on the number of people that are sick in that building, children, staff, etc., you should shift from a cancer cluster study to an environmental study. And that's what they recommended. None of that has been done at the particular moment. Piage was brought into the school to do a paper audit trail of MSDRs where our chemicals are stored and were labeled properly. You're not brought into this investigation to tell us whether more or less, more environmental testing should be done. It was, is your paperwork in line? That's what Piage was brought in for. The local health department, they haven't had much to do with this except for organize some conference calls. They wanted all the data to be sent to the state. Our organization has done a phase one evaluation. We have looked at, we've done extensive deed searches. We know what the property, how it's been used. We've interviewed long-term residents to see what was done properly. We have aerial photos of the property from 1935 to show where problems might exist. We looked up soil usage to know whether it's a high water table or not, which would help us understand if there are sources for transport of toxins, et cetera, et cetera. The work, a lot of the work has been done. The health department said, just give it to the state. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. Also, Piash has said to us that an airflow study at this time to evaluate the long-term effect on health is not necessarily necessary, but that there could be other ways to get at, if they were engaged, to get at what was really potentially driving the health issues and Patrick and Mary. And then as far as RK Environmental is concerned, RK is not licensed by the state to do specific testing and evaluations at the Patrick and Mary.
Maria, some of the things that you stated, I don't even know how to begin to discuss, because I'll start with Rajan. You're saying that the comments were made to him that testing was being done. The only testing that I just come out to say that we were looking at phase one, as you just stated, that needs to be done when the building is closed. But at RFP for such, looking for somebody who is certified in the state to do just that. You referenced, obviously, a conversation you had with Rajan outside of the teleconferences we were both a part of. I will follow up with Mr. Joyner. If he believes that he was missing information, it could not make the determinations. The Pioche, when the gentleman came in, both research scientists, one environmental, one occupational, in a tour of the building, one gentleman was testing air quality for teachers and staff in the way of air exchange. So there was that type of testing, as well as physical inspection of the entire building. And they did look over at that. You were correct. Part of it is how we were keeping our records. The letter of recommendation was not, I never said that was made. It was a letter of recommendation that RK Environmental had gotten from the state, recommending them to do work. I did not know the scope of that until I got that letter. That is a letter. I do apologize. I do apologize to you. Trying to get that to you, but as you see, the quality of it in the way of the facts was coming through as well, I hope. But you're right. We're in a state right now, we don't know what's going on at Patrick Barron. As you would say, you don't know what's going on in any one of these buildings based on the overall health and wellness of our children. We hope that it continues, that our children are healthy and safe. As I've stated before, this is not a sense that we don't want to do the work. We do want to do the work. We want to engage those people, the health department, the state, to make sure that we're doing the proper work. And ensure that as it's not a matter of the cost, it's a matter of the direction. So now that the building is closed up, we're looking for an RFP, we just have the testing that we need, and hopefully we will get more than just one person, one outfit that would like to do just that. The information that you have, that you've gotten together and you've given to the state, you were willing to share that with us. I'd be really happy to go over that with you. I would love to be able to utilize that as we possibly expand the RFP that we're using. Any other comments?
Mr. Gona is going to contact the health department, and we were hoping that it would have been in already based on our discussion with him as far as the teleconference.
You don't have a schedule?
I do not.
Okay.
Anybody on the board have any additional comments for Mr. Carroll?
So how do we know what's going on? Because my fear is, okay, you know, this was a way out, that this could happen very quickly, but now, you know, you're saying that, no, you don't want to take the money and have this happen quickly. So what? How will we know what's happening?
As anything that we've had done is posted on our website, and we continue to do so. And I will leave it to the board. We have an RFP in front of us. The facility that actually just came in Thursday of last week. The facility and finance committee will look that over. And we can look to have that approved and move on. My concern is, given that the possibility of different vendors that could have applied, what was in our project that maybe we should open it, and the information that I can look over with Maria, maybe we need to open up our RFP and make it more competitive and see if we can get people in while we have the building closed up.
Okay, and just so I'm clear on this, your job is to advise the board and then the board makes the decision? Is that how it works?
When it comes to spending money, yes.
So you're advising the board to say no? Right?
Say no to, yes, based on legal counsel.
And you said no?
We don't have to take his advice.
So I think that's my question.
That's just the way the system works.
So then how can I appeal to you? What format should that take? And maybe Is there, maybe there are a few people on here who disagree with what Mr. Carroll is saying.
Kevin, is money slowing this down? Because I keep hearing that this could be done faster if we take her money. Is money slowing us down, or?
Okay. Money's not slowing us down. There's nothing more important to this Board of Education than the health and safety of its children. I would rather see the health and safety, of our children comes before sports, it comes before clubs, it comes before textbooks, comes before teachers' salaries. That's the most important thing. Yep, you came up with a proposal to the Board of Education. The board asked the superintendent to go to our board attorney. Is it appropriate, is it right for us to take money to do additional testing when we don't know what that additional testing is? Well, you know, in a way, it's like opening up Pandora's box. Somebody comes in and, you know, I have a consultant on a new math program, and I'm going to pay for it, but I want the math consultant to sit in on your classrooms and evaluate everyday math. So the consultant says, you know, everyday math really stinks. You should be using something else. Well, you know, why do we pay a superintendent? Why do we pay a business administrator? Why do we pay a director of curriculum and instruction? They're our professionals. They're the ones that guide us. And the same thing with our attorney. We're not saying, you know, that you're wrong or that you don't even know what you're talking about. But when you come to us and say, you know, I'm willing to pay the money, but I don't know what kind of tests I want to do. You know, we need to be more, it has to be more specific.
Well, two things. I think you're paying for other opinions, which is just what I'm asking you to do. You're asking for a second opinion and a third opinion on different topics. And so I'm just asking you to get another opinion. Are you sure the state's going to really know the answer? Are you sure they're going to lead you in the right direction? They might not. And I know it's not a matter of money. It's the idea that the money is attached to me. And so because it's attached to me, we could make this happen very quickly. I would need to take the steps if you all would.
I think, though, but can I? May I?
Go ahead, Michelle.
One of the issues, and it came up earlier in some of the give and take, is that, well, this is a school, so how can we have to do it like this? Well, the answer is simply, this is a school, so we have to do things in certain ways. I mean, you can see from any of the things that we discussed here tonight, from solar panels to this big health issue, unfortunately, it's a public entity. We can't spend a dime, and we can't take any steps without going through these channels. The board has to vote, we have to go and do. We can't take individual, on any issue, we can't take an individual's recommendations or advice or anything like that. That's not just how this works. You can do things in your house the way you want to. Anyone in the audience can do things in their house the way they want to. But this board has to function for the whole entire school district, and we have to do things the way that the laws mandate.
Yeah, I think you're referring to an idea that I have not suggested, which is I choose the tests, and I never wanted to do that. I wanted to pay for it and maybe have a little bit of control so it wouldn't just be bounced right back to the state. So it would be privately done by an accredited organization.
But see, I think that's where the disconnect is. We are getting a third-party entity. It's not going to be a state entity. That's what the RFP is all about. We're going out for a request for a bid, a request for a proposal from a third-party entity to come and do testing for us. So we are going to do that. So maybe that's where the disconnect is.
It sounds like Maria Clark, she...
Grant, excuse me.
I don't know. I don't have all of her information, but it sounds like she's aware of some glitches in the way this has been handled. So I'm a little concerned that it won't be handled well if it's...
Okay, so then, but now you're telling us that you just want to give us the money and tell us to use it the way that we want. But now you just said you're concerned that it won't be handled well.
Well, I can still say those two things, but the fact is the first thing you told me, I didn't say. I am concerned that it won't be handled well, and I'm not saying, here, I will give you this money and do what you want. I did say that I would like to have some kind of say into not necessarily every test that's done, but an accredited testing organization. And maybe even choosing, I just gave you a whole list, and probably any of those would be fine. You know, I can give you one suggestion, you can just come up with 10, you know?
But my understanding of the way that we do things is we cannot just go out and pick a company. It has to be done by a request for proposal. It has to be done by the RFP process because it's over a certain dollar amount. So we are bound by that. We can't just go according to, if we get anything done in this school, we have to go along that.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. Are you sure about that?
Okay, first of all, without knowing the scope of the price that was going to come in, I had no idea if it was going to be above the quote threshold, which is $5,400, the bid threshold, which is $36,000. I have no experience in an environmental phase one audit. The one that did come in came in at $12,000. Okay, so that would be, I would need three quotes. But the goal was to get, the wording of the proposal was such that this is what we think should be done. However, please take liberty, company, to tell us if you have an alternative idea how to do this and the dollar amount attached to that idea. None of us here profess to be scientists. I was hoping for really valid quantity of data, roll my shirt sleeves up, didn't happen. We're going to go back out again. We're going to make phone calls. We're going to press the flesh. The reason that a little time transpired was because we did have a plan. We had a plan for this environmental audit to be done by RK Environmental, the professional who has been in the district long prior to the current administration, and we had no reason to think that that was not an appropriate action. The audit could not be done until the building was closed for the heating season, which happened pretty late into the year this year. But we had a plan. We were waiting for that heating season to hit, and we had a plan. We then heard the community's concerns about the firm not being on the list, specifically have a say day night. Okay? We heard loud and clear, you know what, we're really uncomfortable with this. We stepped back and said, okay, we're not married to RK. We believe they can do the job, but if it will create peace of mind, let's go to the list. And that's what we did. The results were disappointing. We'll go back out again.
So by this time next month, when do you expect to have a call?
I hope to have a new set. I hope to have the new RFP out, and I hope to have a boatload of responses. But I will do everything I can to facilitate that, but there's a degree to which it's beyond my control.
What is that degree?
Well, the degree is that they don't want to answer. One company called today and said, oh, by the way, we wanted to let you know we didn't respond. Clearly, the deadline was last week. And I said, let me ask you why. Quote, unquote, we're not interested. So that part of it is completely beyond the control of anyone who sits in this room. You have our word that we'll do 110% that of what we can do, but it's not a unilateral process.
So our RFP went out to that list. I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Our request for proposals went out to that list?
It went to a subset of the list because I thought keep it local to make it possible that they're going to want to come. That's a statewide list. I suspect somebody in Gloucester County is not really interested in us. So I kept it local. My thought was that the quantity and the depth of the proposals submitted would be such that it would be a lot of work to wade through what we asked for, what they suggest. Clearly, I was wrong, okay, but this is what I anticipated. So we sent it to about four or five because I thought, they're going to answer this, you know.
Right.
We always go back to, isn't it a bad economy? Don't people need the work?
So now you're going to go out.
Now we're going to go out bigger. We're going to go out to more firms. We're going to reach out to them personally. We're going to pump it up as much as we can do. Again, I can't force a firm to respond. All I can promise is that we will do all that we can do.
I'm not very familiar with the politics between the superintendent and the board, so I don't know if this would be a dangerous thing to disagree with the superintendent. But is there anyone on the board who is at all at least ambivalent about Mr. Carroll's recommendation to reject my offer or not accept my offer?
Feel free to answer.
If you had something specific that you wanted us to do, I would be tempted to consider it. But again, as Mr. Carroll said, and as somebody else said before, why aren't we done? What is it? Done with what?
Okay,
we don't have anything to go on. We can hand this $5,000. We're following recommendations of professionals. We don't know what else to test for. I don't know what we would do with the money.
This is a problem. If I get you the specifics, then can this still remain open? Because there are people on the board who don't necessarily agree with Mr. Carroll's recommendation.
I think I'm inclined to say no. And the reason behind that is because when the question was asked, is money standing in our way of getting to the answers that are out there? The answer was clear. It was no. Money is not standing in our way. So we do not need a donation to do the right thing. We're a board that's already motivated to do the right thing. And the safety of every child and the staff, everyone who's in our schools, is our highest priority. So I think, to Pat's point, you know, she had a plan. The plan was in action. There were things outside of her control where we didn't get the results that we desired. But we haven't stopped. The proposals will continue. We will continue down the path and execute the plan.
And Pat, if we were even to get a donation...
I'm speaking to Mike.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. If we were to get a donation, would we still have to go to the RFP process anyway?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
So we don't know that. So we sort of would be. I'm just hypothesizing. Like, even
as I actually put up there, the idea is it's a direct donation and it's still within that bid threshold that Ms. Leonard already talked about. Yes, we would have to. But if it comes with a specific vendor or service, then we would not.
Just to answer your question, I don't want to take your money either for exactly the reason that Jim articulated. I think it sets up a horrific precedent of people coming in and trying to dictate what to do. I will say, I don't know if we can do this, but if everybody is uncomfortable with the speed at which, you know, this board is addressing the problem, why can we set up some kind of like ad hoc community committee of a few people that are interested in making... You know, and then you can work with Kevin you can work with Kevin and just make sure the timeline is moving along as people want it to move along. I'm fine with that.
That sounds great. How would we do that?
I don't know, Kevin, how would we do that?
Chair.
I already have two members.
Well, I think there are two obvious members in the room right now.
We'll go from there.
Maria?
So, Lisa and Maria, before we leave tonight, if we can set up a date to start, then we can have an open call.
Good.
My name is Laura Freda, 14th grade in Terrace, Mansfield. As I'm reading what's on the screen, does the state override the Clinton Township Board, or does the board override what the state's rule is? Because what I'm reading there from the state states that as long as the gift is written with instructions as to specific, and she specifies, I want this money that I'm donating to be used to do X, Y, and Z, then she can donate the money, and it's legal. Now, but what I'm reading from the board up there, they can choose to read the instructions and use the money for that, or use the money for something else. So in this case, are we going by state law, or are we going by Clinton Township's board's rule?
Actually, as I stated, these are excerpts from both policy and two parts of 18A. First of all, it's always state law first, and 18A 20-4 starts off with boards or entities like boards of education can accept or not accept gifts. Straightforward, they can decide. For any reason or for no reason, they will not accept. As well as if they do accept gifts, as spelled out here in 18A, talks about if it doesn't come with specifics, has to go through the bid process if it's open-ended. If it comes with specifics, we can follow those specifics.
Right. Now, the second part of the thing is states that... parent in school saying that she's slated out, and you're like, I'm okay with that. But if some guy comes and says, I want to redo your math program because I think it's terrible, here's money, you can say, well, no, that's not acceptable. We accepted her money because it was a possible health condition. And that's why that money was accepted. You don't have to take money from Joe Smith to do something about the math program if you feel the math program is good enough. But I don't see the problem with accepting her money as long as by state law states that she has stated exactly what she wants. So she works with a group here and comes up and this is what we're going to do, and we have a licensed company that is registered by the state. I don't see the problem with accepting her money. She's not telling you that what you have to do with it necessarily, other than to use money specifically for doing certain testing. I mean, I was a paralegal providing water in Summit. So I did a lot of different things with folks that come to learn for a school. But there's a lot of people out there that I'm sure would do it, and I'm going to get a good proposal because it is online, you said, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to print it up, and I'm going to have some people that I've dealt with take a look at it and see what they think if they even want to put a bid out, because I feel that it is important. It's more important, you know, to pay to play as far as I'm concerned right now, and that's what I think we should focus on. Figure it out. Is there a problem? Is there not a problem? Let's put it to rest so we can move on with other important things, because this is important. It's more important than anything else that we've decided on.
Just make sure the people that you contact are on that list of certificated personnel. Thank you.
Joe Anderson, you're all over 25 off the Pine Grove. I have a couple of questions, actually. The first question is, if the letter was stated from 1998, and I guess, Ms. Lindgren, you made indications that you've used Arcade Environmental before in the school district?
They've been here long before current administration. You go back to the reorg minutes, which are the April minutes. I don't want to put a number on the
so
number of years.
So they were used for other forms of testing?
Yeah. That, when we had the problem, when it first came up, who do you turn to? You turn to your professionals. They were the Clinton Township School District's professionals.
Okay, I guess what I'm confused is with the whole RFP process. I cannot think of a better analogy. It's just off the top of my head. But say you have a clogged toilet in one of the school district bathrooms. You have to go and find and ascertain what the problem is. Do you have to go to an RFP process in order to find the right plumber that would be able to
First of all, remember what I started the conversation as saying. Remember what I started the conversation as saying? I didn't know the scope of the money. No idea how to estimate this, okay? So let's just stay away from your topic. Let's just say there was another thing, okay? If that other thing was below If that was below $5,400, I wouldn't need three quotes. Second thing, if it was an emergency, that's an allowable exception, okay? A timely emergency, like the roof is caving in.
Don't stop.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's number one, okay? I didn't know if it was going to be above or below 5,400. Between 5,400 and 36,000, I just need quotes.
I guess it's unclear to me. What is the RFP for? It's a quote for them to come in and analyze?
Well, we use the terminology phase one environmental audit, and it actually lists some caveats that came from what RK Environmental said they were going to do. Okay, it's lifted from that. But in there it says, I'm paraphrasing, if you have a better idea, let us know. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know the dollar amount, okay? Because I wanted the benefit of their intelligence. That's why we were doing this process. Here's what we think we should do, but we left that door open to hear better plans.
Okay, at the risk of using other cheesy analogies again, I'm thinking about like going to a lawyer. You can go to a general lawyer, or you can go to a lawyer that specializes in something. And once you realize that you have a potential environmental issue here, wouldn't it be best served to at least, I mean, what I'm hearing, and I don't know any of this, because this is all kind of new to me, but I'm hearing that RK Environmental is not licensed placed by the state to be addressing this kind of environmental problem. So why are we even looking at what our case is? Why aren't we going out and finding somebody that's on the approved list from the state and asking them to do a really baseline assessment of what our needs even are for testing so that we would even know at the ballpark of an understanding? To me, it seems like this board has been extremely reactive and not proactive in addressing this. It's not like it's been 1 month or 2 months. We've now been at this almost a year. And the illnesses seem to be, I don't have any evidence, but what I'm hearing from the community is it's getting more egregious and more of an issue that people want to deal with. And certainly it seems outrageous that we've been thinking about closing the school when we haven't even evaluated the one school that our children and our staff and our communities in and out of on a regular basis. To me, that would be priority above anything else at this point. And I'm just frustrated listening to this, thinking, why are the feet being, you know, held down to the ground and nobody's moving forward on this? I don't understand it. I'm just trying to get, I've heard a lot of gobbledygook, I've heard a lot of answers. I really have not heard anything substantive to explain what the delay has been in just getting a proper evaluation, yay or nay, are we in danger?
Thank you.
As Jill had a certain analogy, really, the certification from the state is kind of like the teaching certification in some way. You can go to a public school where our teachers need to have a certification. You can go to a private school where those teachers don't need to have. Can you leave both private and public and get into a college? Absolutely. Can you learn in both areas? Yes. It's whether or not it's at that level. And it's not even at the depth of the level of the education certification. It's more like you want to be on the list so that you get recommended. You can pay this twice and you can be on that list. RK Environmental does all those types of things. As Pat so well put it, we heard from the community, and there's a sense that we want this trust factor, the list that's on the state. And we did that based on the geographical areas of those places. We're going to expand that and see if we can get any more and see what will come out and play with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
That RK Environmental is not approved by the state. We've seen, they've done all this testing course and everything, and the state comes in and says, you know what, now you have to have a state person tell you the same exact thing that these people just told you. Say they found something, and we want it cleaned up, and we have to take care of it. And now we've paid RK Environmental to do all this work, you know, do all this testing and everything, and now the state says, well, now you have to pay someone who is by the state so that we know that they've done everything that we require to make sure we're paying. Now we're going to pay somebody else who did the same thing that we've already paid RK to do. So that's my biggest thing, is that because of the bureaucracy, that, you know, it's always someone has by the state has to do it. So my thing is that we're paying RK to do whatever they did and to get an answer. And, you know, say, you know, God forbid they find something specific. Now we have to, and the state says, you know what, now we want you to pay to have this other stuff done. Now you're, and they're going to do the same testing that these people just did, instead of just going right to someone from the state. So at least they're approved by the state. The state says, you know, they follow the rules. They think they need more testing, do more testing, more than what the state requires. But it just seems like we're going to eventually be paying for the testing that we've already done already. And so,
RK Environmental, as a matter of record, has not charged us yet, and they actually called today and said that they understood that for some reason the use of their services is controversial. However, they wanted to, for free, act as a resource should we have questions when the RFPs come in. I don't get the sense, Mr. Carroll, I'll ask you if you agree. Clinton Township School District has been a customer of RK for X number of years. I can't put a number on X. They want to assist their school district through the process. I don't get the sense that this is a money-grabbing organization at all.
I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying that they're requiring money. I don't know if you pay them or we have to pay them. I'm not surprised with that information. What I'm saying is that, say we did pay them a fee for their job, say they required a fee for us, we pay them to do this fee, and then they find all this stuff, as an example, and then we have to report to the state because it's an environmental issue. Now we have to go to the state of New Jersey. The state of New Jersey says, oh, well, our case is not on our list. I'm sorry, they're not approved. You now have to go get, you know, Bob Smith Environmental to do the same testing that these people just did. So now we just, you know, pay for RK to do it. Now we got to pay for Bob Smith Environmental to do the same thing. My thing is that if we haven't paid them, great, we can save some money. If we have paid them and we find something, then the state's going to say, you know, pony up the money again because now you got to do it by Bob Smith Environmental because he's approved by the state and we know that he's doing everything possible. That was my question.
As of this point, we have not paid them. Okay.
And they're not on the list.
We have no agreement with them to pay them.
We had a proposal. I have to go back. We had a proposal. I'd actually, to be honest with you, have to go back to it and see how much it was because I don't remember. It was a relatively minor amount of money. Also, the other thing is, I'm not sure if the scenario you set up is correct. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. I don't know if the state would ever go to you and say, we don't accept these results or you must use someone on the list.
Well, that's the problem. We don't know.
That's right. You're right, Laura.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
You know, we need to know that because, you know, I wouldn't want RK to do all this work and then say, you know, come up with bills.
The only thing I do have to say is that in the conference calls that we've had with both the state and the county, RK has, when they've been available, been on the conference call. It has never come up from them, this is in any way a substandard vendor. Now, this is moot because we're walking away from them.
No, I know.
Okay.
I was just giving an idea because it was just a point that I didn't know if we paid them to do this and now RK would be able to do the same thing. That was my thing. I never heard any mention of whether we paid them or not paid them. So my question was, just as a thought, you know, we really need to, you know, make sure we know what the state requires, especially because if it becomes an environmental issue, not a cancer cluster, but it's something in the ground or something wherever, you know, there's going to be a lot more to answer to the state than you can imagine. So that's why I'm saying that we really need to make sure that we know exactly what the state is going to require if it becomes that issue.
Thank you. We'll take one more comment on this and then we'll move on to the next item.
Hi, good evening. Mani Sankar, 10 Bronx Dickens Court. I have a suggestion somebody mentioned she sat on an ad hoc committee within the board, including the board of parents and teachers, to look into this, to put a timeline and get it going. My request to the board is while the board is present here, so the person like me who has a child, Patrick McGarry, wants to use something to take place from here on. Thank you.
Thank you.
As I put to the board members, I have three people already, as stated right here, Laura, Lisa, and Maria. Any board members, either from finance or facilities, or anyone else who would be interested, I would ask. The only thing is we could not have a quorum, so up to four members could be part of that, if interested.
Grace and Jean?
Grace and Jean are interested.
Joe.
So you have three board members.
Four altogether. Mark, Grace, Jean, and Joe.
Okay. The next item on the agenda, and the last item on the agenda, is the...
It's been a custom on long budget meetings for you to call a recess at about 10 o'clock for 10 minutes. I think we passed the 10 o'clock recess question. A recess now for 10 minutes?
You can vote it down.
Franklin, if anybody has any personal needs, I would suggest that they take care of them individually. But I will definitely remember that for the next board meeting. Definitely.